This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people from Ukraine to Pennsylvania.
To spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the United States said on Monday the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted today, saying the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Russia said today it was ready to offer the United States a mutual one-year freeze on the number of nuclear warheads held by both countries in order to extend a landmark arms reduction deal due to expire next year. Russian President Vladimir Putin last week proposed extending by 1 year the New START treaty, which is due to expire in February of 2021. The White House described the proposal as a non-starter unless accompanied by a freeze on the number of nuclear warheads. Wasting no time, the U.S. Senate is on track to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court by next Monday. Republicans are charging toward the rare weekend session to have her installed by Election Day. This is VOA News. Election Day is close, frighteningly close, with anxiety on both sides probably outpacing hope with only 2 weeks to go. Both candidates are at full tilt. With more, Mike Gracia from the Associated Press.
Wrapping up a three-day Western campaign swing, President Donald Trump was in Arizona Monday.
Cry. Don't do that. I don't want to cry.
Democrat Joe Biden was home in Delaware prepping for Thursday night's final debate with Trump. That put the spotlight on his VP nominee, Senator Kamala Harris in Florida.
The people are prepared to fight for their country.
As has been the norm for the Democratic ticket, due to the pandemic, social distance was the rule, with Harris speaking to supporters at a drive-in rally. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nearly 30 million Americans have already cast early ballots in November's presidential election, shattering records as voters adjust to the coronavirus pandemic. The elections chief for Orange County, California, says the office is receiving 400% more early ballots than just 4 years ago. The Department of Justice is using aggressive tactics against those it has charged in the civil unrest over racism. Now, those people have been portrayed by President Donald Trump as violent left-wing radicals. Now, the Republican president has used the protest to try to persuade white suburban voters into reelecting him. But an Associated Press review of thousands of pages of court documents from the more than 300 federal arrests made nationwide shows that very few of those charged appear to be affiliated with any highly organized extremist groups. Many are young suburban adults with little criminal history from the very neighborhoods that President Trump vows to protect. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will not be allowing any distribution of coronavirus vaccines in the state until it is reviewed by the state's own panel of experts. California Vaccine AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Could be a delay for Californians because Governor Gavin Newsom is requiring a safety review.
Of course, we don't take anyone's word for it. We will do our own independently reviewed process.
And the Democratic governor has named a panel of experts.
11 individuals, experts in their field. These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines.
Newsom says the state will wait for its own review, regardless of which candidate wins the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The governor's pledge raises the possibility that California residents might not receive a vaccine as distribution begins in other states. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.